Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Maybe for the final time, we will take a look at the other side. Steelers-Ravens. Who really cares? Who really wants to win this game? What's the point of it all? Things we've been asking ourselves over the last 3.5 hours today. I think similar questions are being asked in Baltimore. The 8-8 Ravens can win, and the national media is asking, can they get hot? I don't think they're asking that same question down there. Knowing our next guest, he doesn't believe it because he thinks the head coach is a nincompoop. Jeremy Kahn from the Big Bad Morning Show on our sister station, The Fan in Baltimore. Jeremy, let me ask you this question right off the bat here. If the Steelers beat the Ravens, is there any way Lamar Jackson's not back as Ravens quarterback next year?
I would highly doubt it. As I was saying before about, you know, the relationship with John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, people had questions about it. Had someone on my show this week that works with a lot of the players kind of say he doesn't think they're both back next year. So it could be interesting to see how things play out. And it is weird to come down to this week and there's only two playoff spots left open and they're for two crappy-ass divisions.
I would agree with that emphasis on crappy and, well, ass, now that you think about it, because they are both of those things. Jeremy, if I'm giving you the classic, just 0 to 100% scale, put a percentage on how healthy Lamar Jackson is heading into this game.
Oh man, I would. It's a wild guess, but I would sit here and say 70 to 80%, maybe.
Should they be playing Huntley?
Yeah, should Huntley be starting in your opinion?
No, I mean, look, I think if Lamar showed up with no legs or no arms, they should still start him over Huntley. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and fall in love with a cat that threw for 100 yards last week. I mean, they gave the ball to Derrick Henry 30-some times.
Well, that's the auspices under which we ask, because it seems like it simplifies things for Harbaugh and he stops trying to be the smartest guy on the field.
See, well, I like the way that you put that, because it is interesting to simplify things for Harbaugh, because maybe that's what needs to happen. There's been a lot of really silly things that have gone on, but forgetting that you have Derrick Henry on your team has to be at the top of the list.
Do you think that changes on Sunday? It did against Green Bay, but do we see John Harbaugh fall back on old ways against the Steelers?
I mean, I don't think so. I'm understanding that the Steelers are relatively healthy on the defensive side of the ball, all things considered, and I think that's obviously going to help you. And it does feel like, I mean, I don't want to call the Steelers and Tomlin Lamar's kryptonite, but there's been nobody that's done as good a job against him as this team has. I mean, he's literally dominated the NFC and every other team in this league. This has been the one team he struggled with. So, I mean, you could look at that aspect of it, but you're hoping that they're still going to come out and feed Derrick Henry. I don't care what the front looks like. I mean, he's just an absolute animal, and I think he's built for this.
Is there this, like, what would you say the mood is around this team in Baltimore? I mean, Andrew is turning 40 today. And so he kicked off his 40th birthday, his first show in this new decade of life, by saying, I just don't care what happens. If they lose, meaning the Steelers, I'll be happy. And if they win, I'll be happy and I'll be fine with it. Are people this ambivalent about the outcome of this game and the game itself in Baltimore, Jeremy?
I think they are, but first, he bet his nipples before. He didn't bet anything this week, did he?
No, he's old. Now that he's 40, he's much wiser.
Jeremy, if someone would offer me $100 to go to the game, I wouldn't go. I just have no interest in, really? In being a part of it. Yeah,
it just seems like two tired fan bases.
I'm that turned off by what happened in Cleveland last week.
I think there are so many people here exactly like that, because this is the first time ever where you're looking at it and understanding the seasons haven't gone the way you want. But you have a chance to get in the playoffs, and it's a very weak AFC, in my opinion. So all bets are off once you get in. That being said, like, I've seen fans and heard from them on my show saying, I'd rather them lose and get rid of Harbaugh than win and keep him.
What is the truth in this whole deal with Lamar Jackson regarding falling asleep in meetings and staying up late playing video games and questions about his work ethic and commitment to being a franchise quarterback, Jeremy?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, I mean, so the guy that wrote the article in the Baltimore Sun, he does Monday mornings on our show. And he's, what a way to put out that article over the weekend and all the things that were going on, and it blew up and got some national steam. He swears by his sources. Lamar's denied it. The team's denied it. Players on the team have denied it. Who knows? Was there a time maybe he nodded off? And the whole thing about him playing video games, I mean, there's a lot of goofy things in there, but if some of it's true, I don't know what the outcome ends up being. I don't think anything's changing here. Sometimes superstars get preferential treatment. So if it is in fact true, then that's something that you have to look at. But, you know, like I said, my co-host, he swears by it, that it is true.
All right, let me ask you this more granular question about Harbaugh. Obviously, each of these fan bases, their biggest problem with the head coach of the team is that they don't win relative to maybe expectations. Harbaugh can't get them through the AFC and into a Super Bowl. Tomlin can't even win a playoff game suddenly anymore. Here, Jeremy, it's Mike Tomlin just does things his way and never changes. He's very stuck in his ways. They're too conservative all the way around, et cetera. That's like the biggest specific gripe. What is the biggest specific complaint that Ravens fans have about John Harbaugh and how he runs that team?
Well, and again, it feels like he divvies out a responsibility to everyone else, and that's his job. Like, hey, the offense is going to be the offense and the defense is going to be the defense, and you guys come to me if there's any tough decisions to make. And that's kind of how it feels like it's been. I mean, he even said the last time that they didn't get Derrick Henry in the game that it was up to the running backs coach and the running backs of how they were going to do the rotation. It's like rotation. This isn't Pop Warner. So people look at that stuff and getting the same answers after the same types of losses. It's like, wait a minute, we forgot to run the football. Wait a minute, we forgot to run the football. And when it doesn't change, fans go, hey, man, I've heard this story before. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with Harbaugh is that he's kind of done things his way. He is a rah-rah guy coming up with these quotes. Who has it better than us? Nobody. You're seeing it out there with the Chargers now. Like, all that's fine. But eventually that message wears out.
Jeremy, I'm going to ask you a two-part question here. I want you to tell me on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, an under-the-radar player, if the Ravens win, who will get credit for the win? Who shows up under the radar and has a big game? And then I want you to do the inverse of that. If the Ravens are to lose, give me someone under the radar on both sides of the ball who you think, my God, we didn't talk about this guy going into the game much, but he absolutely sucked for us on Sunday night.
You know, what's funny is I'm going to give you the same the guy for the same answer. Both of them. It's Isaiah Likely. There hasn't been a player in this league that's had more weird things happen to him, whether it's your toe barely being out of bounds, fumbling through the end zone. Is it a catch? Not a catch. You're reaching the ball out. It's so many weird things, but he is so athletic and so gifted that in the right offense, and if he's 100% healthy, I feel like he could be a top five tight end in this league. So I think he can definitely make you pay, and he's the most athletic guy outside of, you know, Zay Flowers when you get the ball in his hands of making you miss and being able to run some of those guys over. So I think he's the guy. And if you wanted me to kind of split that and not say that about him, I think the other guy is you can pick somebody on the offensive line. Daniel Falele's been a guy that has been routinely beat up this year for just not knowing who he's blocking his own teammates, just getting in his own way.
How about on defense?
On defense, Marlon Humphrey. I feel like I've been seeing the back of his jersey number more than I've actually seen him. He's a really good player, but again, one of his issues has been the deep ball. Now, I don't know if Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going to catch it when they throw it up there, but he may have some opportunities in this game.
Jeremy, the one other narrative that was positive about the Ravens is, hey, their bye week was week 7, and yeah, they were terrible on defense before that, but since week 7, since the bye week, they've largely been better. How true is that? How do you feel about their defense, and how should Steelers fans feel about that defense that they're going up against here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel way more confident had I not watched them play against the Packers because they looked horrendous there. But no, I think a lot of it has to do with the trade that they made for Gilman. It's right around the same time, moving Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage and letting him play kind of like that power back role and moving him around. I mean, he is the best tackler, the best cover guy, the best pass rusher on this team. And I also think adding pass rush help on this team as well and moving forward, all that stuff, getting healthy at the same time, all that's kind of come into the way that this defense is playing. I just think the personnel got better over a long period of time. So for me, that's the main reason why. But I do believe we're going to see a good game this weekend either way.
All right, bottom line for you, if the Ravens lose on Sunday, will that be the final time we see John Harbaugh man the sidelines for the Ravens?
From your lips to God's ears, man, please, please, please let that be the case. I think something has to change. So yeah, if they lose, I think Harbaugh's gone.
Wow.
Will they lose?
I think they win, but I think they win like the same way that we always see these Ravens Steelers games come down. Somebody has the ball last and makes a play. Like, I think it's 2017 Ravens.
Jeremy Kahn from Baltimore, where they're not exactly getting out their black and purple pom-poms for this game Sunday night. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right, guys. Good luck. Yep. I mean that.
I was just going to say you mean it this time. Goodbye. All right. Who would they hire?
I think that would be a pretty in-demand job.
I agree.
You've got Jackson.
Who's like the big name who would want that job, or who's the in-demand assistant coach who goes there and teams up with Lamar Jackson?
So Marcus Freeman's staying at Notre Dame. Chris Shula, people keep talking about at the Rams defensive coordinator.
His defense hasn't exactly lit the world on fire the last couple of weeks.
Have not bathed in glory. I'm trying to think of where the like the trendy offensive name would be.
There's not really a big trendy name.
There isn't one this year. You can't go.
So they call these cycles.
You can't go through the who's calling plays or who's on Kyle Shanahan's staff. I feel like that isn't.
How about Clint
working.
Kubiak? Gary Kubiak was an assistant there.
No, I know.
Do Sam Darnold and JSN get Clint Kubiak the Ravens gig?
I don't think so.
Does Mike McCarthy end up there? You see Big Mike?
It's not an obvious year for like who's that person you're going to hire.
I know.
And I don't think the Ravens would see themselves as the kind of franchise that might do something like a little off the board where they hire some hotshot college coach away.
But if there's legit friction between Lamar and John Harbaugh and it's turned Lamar Jackson into a lesser version of himself, they got to fire him.
I would think.
They almost got to fire him even if they win.
Unless they go on a, you know, win this game, get on a crazy run and get to the Super Bowl, and I don't think they're remotely built for that.
Me neither.
Because I don't think he's close to healthy. He'd have to be fully healthy and playing well, and then they wouldn't be in this spot. Yeah, I think he's got to be done. In a weird way, despite like all the frustrations here about Tomlin, because of what Harbaugh has in the form of Jackson, his inability to get over the hump, I think, is every bit as bad, if not worse. And the fact that, as Jeremy just told us, like, the thing they don't like about him down there is he just basically tells you what everybody else didn't do well in the game. Like,
you know what?
This guy didn't do that, and this guy didn't do this.
You know what it honestly reminds me of? It honestly reminds me of how I view Tomlin during Ben's prime with the Killer Bees. Yeah, they went to an AFC championship game, just like the Lamar Jackson Ravens have, but it's not enough. You know, they've won a playoff game the last few years. And it's not just I get it. When you lose in the playoffs, you always, I guess, can come up with a thing about it that, like, drives you nuts or ticks you off. I mean, we've done that with all the Steelers playoff losses.
Yes.
It's just how bad Lamar has looked in those games. And I would just, if I were owning the Ravens or had a seat in their front office, I would just think, can we at least try somebody who might bring out more in this guy? I wonder if they would just promote Monken to head coach.
I don't know.
What if Lamar really likes him?
Would you want him doing that split duty?
Not particularly. Well, as a Steelers fan, yes.
If you're the Ravens, though, that's my point.
Like, no, I think you've got to strive for more than that.
To me, they've got to get, like, I guess, like, a better culture guy. Because Harbaugh really is just, he's a special teams guy who's, like, more of a culture guy than anything. And if that culture has curdled, like it or not, and we don't like it here, Mike runs the defense here. With Harbaugh, it's like you got to get a different voice and just a different way of doing things.
I think Charlie's going to recommend Todd Bowles to be the next head coach.
No, I was just going to say Arthur Smith.
Oh, my God. I would be more than okay with that.
Yeah, so would I. I don't really think – I think Arthur Smith, we're going to find out, because he's going to get another shot somewhere, I think.
Is he?
I do think he will, because I see him – he's either got a really good agent or people actually like him as a head coaching candidate, because I see his name get brought up for all manner of jobs. I think we're going to find out, if we don't already know, and I think you and I do, that he is probably out to be a coordinator permanently. Like, that's his realistic spot in the NFL.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.